Hello, Kwamna.
Hello, Thompson.
Now, Kwamna, if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
How are preparations for the inauguration?
Oh, I can tell you that previous preparations have been made by almost all the districts and municipalities in the eastern region, as you announced that there are six in the, out of the 38 in our region here. And I visited the one closest to me, that is New Jabin North Municipality. And I saw the artisans comprising carpenters and painters all doing their work, busily putting finishing touches to the new block that they are going to use in an assembly, New Jabin North Assembly's office. And other persons also who were responsible for decorations, so they were there. Another man also was busily trying to erect the signpost that would direct people to the new assembly, which is going to be inaugurated tomorrow. And I also took place to visit the area where they will hold the debat to precede the inauguration. That is at Methodist School Park. And the pupils were there also painting the schools, using whitewash to paint the places that they will do it. And they're doing the necessary cleanup exercise to ensure that the area is tidy, and then welcome the people to ensure a fruitful inaugural ceremony tomorrow.
Let me ask you, how are people actually receiving this news?
Well, almost all of them are interested in getting it, but the other side of the coin that people are raising is that most of them were commuting from their places to New Jabin, Jabin Sewa, and the Central Market to trade. And now that they are going to be carved out of it, they are finding it not easy to come back to their own place to trade, where they can be paying tolls to help generate revenue for the new assembly. Because the old site is where they have located and got their customers who have been coming from the neighboring communities in the New Jabin University, as well as beyond, like on Krakan and then Krasi, Malfiti, and so forth and so on, coming there to trade with them. Now that they are coming here, it will be uneasy for those people to locate them. So this is going to be a hit with them. And the assembly also is going to depend on property rate and the tools and other things. Now that they are going to begin, they don't know how that one will give them enough resources to make sure that they also put in place certain basic needs of the new assembly.
Kwamna, the Eastern Regional Minister actually said that the creation of the new districts was fraught with many challenges, with the siting of capitals. He said that these challenges have been settled amicably. Do you have explanation of that? How were they settled?
Yeah. Yesterday we were with them when he also gave his version of the say that the region is ready, and they were even on top. And all those that people started registering their protest through demonstrations, like the Asani Manso, this is also, they wanted it to be cited at Akoso. And Akoso people demonstrated against the citing it to Asani Manso in the sense that Asani Manso is more closer to Oda, being the Benue Central Municipal Capital, than that of Akoso. And Akoso will be the center point that they can go to Aguna East District, Aguna West, Wedran in Sabah, and then come to East Akin Municipality, which is Samankase, and there also. But there is far from these neighboring regions. And Tafu also, which is one of the famous communities in the Ebuakwa North Municipality, also registered their protest with demonstrations, saying that they don't understand why this is being cited at Kokurentumi. It means the MP had intentionally influenced the top officials to make sure that they cited the area, which was also, they depended on the constituency's headquarters. That's why they cited there. But they could also boast of it that when it comes to Kokurentumi area, they have a number of well-endowed schools there, for the Penny Senior High, St. Paul's Technical, and others that can help to produce human resources for the nation. But when you go to Tafu, it's only known because of the creek, and they don't have any senior high school. So these were the challenges that made them raise those issues. But the region just said that they settled everything amicably before finalizing it for the inauguration to take off tomorrow.
So that doesn't mean that everybody is at peace with the initiative.
Oh yeah, everybody is at peace. Now they are all going to put their resources together, both fiscal and human, to ensure that they develop their new district and municipalities.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kwamna, for that update. Kwamna Numah is our Eastern Regional Coordinator.